Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. We are so close. We are so close to the weekend. I know it's Wisconsin in the summer, so most of you are like, did you even make it to lunch before you started drinking? I don't know the answer to that, but maybe our next guest can answer that for us. Joining us now is good friend of show, Andrew Wagner. Drew Wagner, how are you? Oh, I should probably hit the right button, huh? There we go. It's okay. It's my first time in radio, Drew. So,
yeah, I know. This is a long time coming.
How are you?
Have we been on the airwaves together?
I feel like there must have been a time where like we passed by each other, or there was something, but. But never regularly, and never regularly enough for my liking, because I like you, Drew Wagner, and you should be on the radio.
You are one of the only person to say either of those things, so I thank you very much, Mitchell. It's a lovely afternoon to talk some ball with you.
No doubt about it. Drew Wagner, at by Andrew Wagner on the Twitter, is that still right?
That's still there.
Nice.
Go on, click on if you want to be annoyed.
Yeah.
A lot of music takes and dog pictures.
Forbes.com. Still got some woodworking pictures?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Dog pictures and woodworking projects and music reviews.
I mean, hey, you know what? We don't stop living life because life still keeps happening. So we got to do our thing, right?
Correct, my friend, correct.
All right, so, what the hell? Why is there no game tonight? Like, I get that they do these two-game rivalry series and they're changing it next year. But, like, how do you, as Major League Baseball, how do you make this mistake out of the All-Star break that there's no game, that 28 of the 30 teams are playing and the Brewers and Twins don't play till tomorrow?
Just kind of a fluke of the schedule, man. I mean, that's really all it is. And I tell you what, if you're the Brewers right now, are you going to complain about having one extra day with, you know, how they were running on fumes into the break? That was a tired team.
Yep.
And you could see it. I mean, they were scrambling. Those guys are beat up, dinged up. They had gone through every ask the depth on that 40-man roster and then some, turning pitchers left and right into and off of the DL. I don't think you're going to find a lot of complaints from the Brewers about getting one extra day to take a breather, especially for guys like Adamas and guys like Contreras, who, you know, were out there pretty much all day, every day. I think they'll take that extra day.
No doubt about it. But I also, you know, I think the focus for me is almost more on that pitching staff and how important is it, you know, with how many starters they've had, with how many guys they've had end games, how many pitchers they've had on this roster. you know, that bullpen especially really looks spent. How important, even that one extra day, just seems like, you're right, I can complain about it, fans can complain about it, but for them, it's a little bit of a blessing in disguise, isn't it?
I absolutely think so. And like you said, especially for that bullpen, I mean, they were going out there and they were eating some innings in that first half. And listen, they weren't easy innings either. I mean, they were going out there and facing some actual dudes and preserving some pretty close leads or trying to keep them in it. I mean, there's a lot of high stress in them pitched by that staff. And, like, hats off to them. I mean, they got the job done. Yeah, they absolutely had some moments where things started to falter over that final week or so. And honestly, if you're looking back at it from a objective standpoint, a logical standpoint, you got to tip your cap because, I mean, you know what those guys were doing. You know what those guys had to go through. I mean, that was not an easy job for that relief corps. And they handled about as well as you could expect.
Andrew Wagner joining us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, as he does every Monday and Friday at 4:40. Drew, it looks like it's Peralta, Ray, Meyer, Civale. Is that your top four? And then what do you foresee happening with that five spot in the starting rotation?
That's a good question. But isn't Civale going off the chute behind Peralta? I thought I saw that tweet earlier.
Well, I just meant those are your four starters.
Oh,
like
yeah,
those four are kind of solid as your starters. And then what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it remains to be seen. You know, Joe Ross is expected to come back. He'll probably be in the mix there. I'm trying to think of who else is coming back. I mean, they could move Bryce Wilson back into that role if need be. D.L. Hall's going to be coming back soon. So they're going to have some options, and they're not going to have to think about it for a little bit yet because, hey, they've got some breaks in there. They've got a little bit of time in there. They've got off day coming up again next Thursday, when they've got one the following Thursday, then they've got one the following Monday. So they've got a little bit of a respite in there to kind of, you know, adjust their rotation as they go. And they're going to have some options, you know, and who knows if they end up adding an arm before the end of the month, you know, then all of a sudden you got your five set. So they've got a little room to work with that fifth spot. They've got some guys coming back and they could be adding someone on the open market yet.
Acknowledging that I know nothing, I feel like they're going to add a starting pitcher. It just feels like, you know, watching this team, knowing Devin Williams is probably coming back at the back end, that it just feels like starting pitcher makes the most sense. What, you know, is there a feeling you have, or is there a percentage you'd put on it that they're going to really try to make a deal for another starter?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think that's what they would like to do. And I think if they do something, that's the move. I don't think it's going to be, you know, some be-all, end-all, number one ace of the rotation. And I said this with Sparky not too long ago, you know, I think fans in their head are expecting the Brewers to go out and swing a trade for someone like CeCe in 2008 or someone like Greinke in December 2010. And that pitcher just isn't out there this year. It's just not there. The guys who fall into that category by default aren't really worth the kind of investment and sacrifice you're going to have to make up in terms of prospect capital and assets to swing that deal. And I know everyone is still gung-ho about Garrett Crochet. Well, listen, those questions that people have about him are real. Yep. Whether or not they hold up in the end remains to be seen, but I just don't see the Brewers going out there and breaking the bank, so to speak, in terms of prospects to go out there and pry a guy away. I think they would like to, but the price has to be right. So I could see them adding a starter. I could also see them saying, hey, you know what? We have a lot of faith in the guys that are coming back, and especially what Devin does coming back, right? He's not a starter, but he also gives you so much more stability at that back end that you can move some of those guys that were filling in for him lower in the pecking order, so to speak, and you've got one more option to go to when your starter isn't going 5-6 innings every night. So,
well, him coming back just makes everyone else's job in that bullpen that much easier. You know, it's kind of like that load off that shoulder where, you know, McGill goes to eighth inning and like eighth, you know, every inning earlier in the game just gets a little bit easier knowing you have that guy at the back of the bullpen.
And the fact that you've had so many different, and granted, McGill has stepped into that role and kind of assumed it for the time being admirably. Listen, you mentioned as a setup man, I wouldn't be shocked at all if all of a sudden he becomes the guy that you call on in the fifth inning when the starter's starting to run a little bit of gas, he's got a couple of guys on, and he needs someone to go in there and get out of trouble. You know, kind of a condensed version of what we saw from Josh Hader a couple years ago.
Sure.
You know, a mid-game fireman role, like, my gosh, you know, it's like having two closers that you can deploy at will. There's a lot of different options and ways that the Brewers can go with this, and there doesn't have to be, you know, a set formula. And we've seen so far they don't have a set formula, and it's worked pretty well for them.
Did you miss baseball this week?
No, I was fine.
Okay?
I was relaxing. Yeah, I was good.
Okay. I was just curious.
Worked out in the shop, got some caught up on the lawn. Had a couple beers, hung out with the dog, worked on my canoe, went kayaking. Like, what more can you ask for in a week?
I mean, that kind of sounds like the life, Drew. Like, that sounds nice.
Yeah.
Now the Brewers got to go and ruin it by playing baseball again, huh?
Yeah, but good thing I don't have to go to Minnesota, so I still got two more days to catch up on stuff.
So they got Minnesota, and then they go to Chicago to play the Cubs, and you know, we get to renew those friendly relationships with our former manager. I assume
a big series. I think that's going to be a big series. I mean, the Cubs had a little bit of swag going into the break. You know, they heated up a little bit, and they weren't really making a challenge and cutting close like the Cardinals were. But you know, you get on one going into the break, come out of it playing well, and now they lost today to the Diamondbacks at home. But this is kind of a chance for the Brewers to say, okay, we're done with you. We're going to snuff you out and focus on everybody else that we got to snuff out. So I think it's a chance for the Brewers to make a statement. One, knock a division rival, you know, out of contention.
Yep.
Two, this team, you know, kind of stunk a little bit going to the break, but they got the rest and they're coming out strong. I think that's going to be a big series.
So I like that focus on the Cubs, but do the Cardinals worry you at all? And I know, you know, Wainwright's not there and Molina's not there, and it's not the same Cardinals as past years, but like the Cardinals are always that, you know, that constant thorn in your side, aren't they?
When I saw them heat up, I wasn't surprised. And I mean, going into the season, you're not expecting the Brewers to do what they did. But the one thing that I said was, you know, I don't know who's going to win it, but I know that down to the end, there's three, maybe four teams that can all have a shot of it. I thought Cincinnati was going to be a lot better. I thought St. Louis was going to be more of what we've seen from them the last couple weeks. I thought the Brewers would be okay. I thought they'd at least be in the mix. So I didn't think anybody else was that good. You know, the one thing that I didn't see was someone, especially the Brewers, coming out and jumping early and making a run. Cardinals cut close, you know, 4.5 games. You know, it's not ideal, but you still have a little bit of breathing room. And now you got to start worry about building that lead back up. And I think that's a good spot for this Brewers team to be in. You know, it would have been very easy for them to go in if they were, say, 7, 8, 9 games up, you know, 15 games over 500, to think, yeah, we got this, and kind of go into cruise control. That's when disasters tend to happen. I think the Cardinals are someone to be worried about, and I think it's good for the Brewers, at least this current iteration of the Brewers, to have someone that's within striking distance, because I think that's what's going to keep them sharp.
He covers the Brewers for Forbes, Forbes.com. You can find him on Twitter, @ByAndrewWagner. It'll always be Twitter. Drew, so good to hear your voice. Let's do it again Monday.
Sounds good, my friend. Always a pleasure.
Yes, absolutely. He is Drew Wagner from Forbes.com. Again, so great to hear his voice.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.